A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 4th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. We also want to take this opportunity to welcome our radio to TV viewers. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the nation with doctors on strike and other civil servants threatening to do so. And of course, there is the worsening economic and political crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And to join our discussion, as usual, please phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has cut short his leave to work closely with Vice President Constantino Chiwenga to make quick decisions to restore sanity to the health sector in light of the ongoing strike by doctors and threats by nurses and teachers to join the industrial action.
Civil servants and ordinary Zimbabweans are bearing the brunt of a worsening economic and political crisis characterized by high levels of inflation. Harare is now blaming some alleged external forces for causing instability.
And information that we're getting right now is that out of the 46 junior resident medical officers who are at Mpilo Hospital, only two of them return to work. And then some of the information again that we're getting is that the permanent secretary of the Minister of Health has actually cancelled all leave for people that are senior or junior, and they said nobody should be on leave right now. And then at the same time, there were hearings at Mpilo Hospital and other health institutions with some doctors not turning up for the hearings. So that's what we're getting right now.
This follows reports by the Herald saying that after a meeting between the First Lady and the striking doctors, an agreement had been reached and that doctors were going back to work. But of course, there are reports from the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association saying that there was never such an agreement, and we understand the doctors are still consulting, Gibbs.
And then they sent a tweet out a couple of hours ago. That is the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. They are saying, I quote, "The delegation that went to meet First Lady today is yet to give feedback to our membership. Awaiting this much anticipated feedback, let's not speculate the outcome, because concessions are made after nationwide consultations with the members. We hope the negotiations are fruitful," end quote.
And of course, the main opposition party, the MDC, has released a statement, and they are saying Zimbabwe is back to square zero. The wheels have come off completely just 5 months after the sham election of July 30, 2018, and over a year since the departure of former President Robert Mugabe. The not-so-new actors have failed our people. The country finds itself in the prison of a deep structural economic crisis of malice, capture, corruption, coercion, and stagnation. Gibbs, that's from the MDC spokesperson, yes. Mr. Jacob Bafume there.
And, there is a letter that is circulating from the Hospital Association, Doctors Association. Mm-hmm. They're saying that these new interns that the government says it has created jobs for them have actually refused to actually sign some forms that they should be interns, to be linked to the Minister of Higher Education. And one of them actually wrote and indicated that there's a registration fee of $70, which is wanted when you want to be registered under the Zimbabwe Council of Medical Doctors and other issues, you know. So at the end of the day, they are saying, why peg that in US dollars? So, okay, so we're going to talk about it. Let me tell you, Lubambe, ilizwe leZimbabwe, utawulo ukuthi amadokotela amaningi akhala lomsebenzi lokho engasebenzi. Ababili kuphela ke abakuthiwa ngama junior resident medical officers babuyele emsebenzini lamuhla. Kukhanya ngazani babuyele ngoba abazange bethole iholo lika December. So kukhanya ngazani ezikhwameni lapho sokuchisa. Kuzobuya ke iZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association ithi lokho bamelele labo abahambe bayabona ke unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa. Kwazokalo ngazani sebevumele ukuthi babuyele emsebenzini kodwa bathi akunjalo. So basamelele ukuthi babone ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kube sekubuya ke upermanent secretary njengoba sikutshilo ukuthi uthi wonke abantu bakuleave sokumele babuyele emsebenzini. Kunjalo futhi.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa zvinhu zviri kunetsa munyika. Vana chiremba vapedza mwedzi wose, vapinda mwedzi wechipiri, vachiramwa mabasa. Vachitiwo varikuda kuti vawedzerwe mari dzavanotambira uye zvikwanisiro muzvipatara, vachiti hamuna mushonga kana magrovos chaiwo ekuti vange vachiita basa ravo vasingatapurirwe zvimwe zvirwere. Asi hurumende iri kuti nekune rimwe divi yaedza nepainogona kuti itaurirana navana chiremba ivava, asi zvinenge zvakona n'anga murapwa achida. Mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakazomanikidzwa kuti vadimburire zororo ravo kana kuti vambodimburire zororo ravo panzira vachiti vaakudzoka kubasa kuti ivo vakwanise kuti vabatane navachiwenga. Vaconstantino Chiwenga vakafanira kubata chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika kuti vagadzirise dambudziko iri. Asi zvinenge zvisiri kuita, yaramba iri gangaidzwa kumukwenyi mezi yavavira mudumbu. But Gibbs, I think we have a video, courtesy of the Minister of Information Twitter feed where Mrs. Auxilia Mnangagwa is talking soon after meeting the doctors to try and unblock this logjam. Let's take a listen.
Saka bauya kuna mai ndafara nokutenda zvikuru, asi pavaona mai zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka, ndoda kutenda vana vangu ava, ndoda kuvatenda nokuti vati mama zvakaoma hazvo, asi takuzogere kunoshanda. Asi pane zvimwe zvishomanano zvokuti vakwanise zvikwanisiro zvokuti vakwanise kukwira bhazi kuenda kubasa. Zvikwanisiro zvokuti vakwire bhazi kuenda kubasa. Yes, kune nyaya dzeequipment nenyaya yemishonga muzvipatara hakuna, asi izvozvo ndozvimwe zvezvimwe zvangatimatika. Kana pane zvange zvangowanikwa zvingokandidzirwa kwese kwese kuzvipatara kuti nazvo kubva nezvekuzvipatara zviri kumamisha zvingowanawo zvokuti zvishandiswe, zvibatiswe, zvikwanisiro zviwanikwe, tichikambaira kusvikira ikonomi yedu yaita zvakanaka. Ndaona vachitaura zvinhu zvakanaka, vana zviri positive, nemwoyo wangu wafara nokuti munoziva kuti ndinofarira nyaya dzehealth neutano hwavanhu. Ndafara zvikuru nokuti kunze kumahospitals vanhu vari kurwara ende kusina attendance. But avati todzokera kubasa, todzokera kubasa mama. Asi nini zvavandiudzawo, ndakunokumbirawo kuvakuru, ndakavamiririra kuti aiwa vana vauya kuna mai. Ndinokumbirawo kuti zvavataura ndeizvi zvinokwanisika ngazviitikewo, nokuti vauyawo chiti chichemo vachikumbira, vabva vatora kuti aiwa mama zvamataura tazvinzwa takuenda.
That there is a first lady, Auxilia Mnangagwa. My Mnangagwa getting her hands dirty there, trying to help the government resolve the crisis that seems not to be ending at all. Gibbs, we understand that some civil servants, nurses, teachers, are also threatening to go on strike. But she's saying that the doctors approached her to try and resolve the crisis. And she was saying that they'd assured her that they'll be going to work while the government tries to come up with a solution. But of course, she was urging them to be patient, because she's admitting that the economy is not performing very well, and there's need for patience. But of course, later on, we are hearing mixed signals
from
the doctors.
Yes, I think we've got a video, you know, of the same meeting, soon after the meeting with the first lady. So let's hear what the doctors said after the meeting.
Ndango tenda mama ne meeting yataita nawo vachinzwawo zvichemo zvedu kuti zviri kuitika, zviri zvanga zvichitika pesa apa, vachinzwa nyaya yedu kuti yakamira sei, vachinzwa kubva kwatiri. Ende tinotendawo nenguva yavatora, nhasi vanga vaifanira kunge vari kuBulawayo, but she sacrificed the time to be with us kuti panzwe makonsensi edu kuti zvakamira sei. And she has pleaded kuti vari kutisimudzira nyaya yedu kumusoro. And vakatikurudzira kuti tiende kubasa nyaya dzedu dzichiita sei dzichisanotariswa. Tikataiwa mama zvakanaka izvamataura. Tikavaudzawo kuti zvapani zvatanga tichikumbira kuti izvidai zvangoitwawo. Kuti tikwanise kuenda kubasa, then zvimwe zvacho zvichizoita sei zvichizotariswawo patingati in the long term. Saka isusu we were going to give feedback to our community, tichitaura navo, tichivakonveyera meseji yatataura namama sezvazviri. Apa I'm conveying message kuna mama tukutoita meeting nhasi muzuva ranhasi tukutoita meeting kuparirenyatwa nevamwe vedu tichivaudza kuti zvakamira sei then tichipa.
Of course, that's Dr. Muzore Mbathe, is the president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, saying that, of course, there were some agreements, but he was saying that he wants to go back and consult with his members to see if there can be a way forward, Gibson.
Yes, he didn't say that we're going back to work.
No.
He said we're going to consult.
Indeed.
Punjalo for it. So, Zimbabwe, we're going to talk about the Kuluma. Besandokwenza umhlangano lo nkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa kunangale ke Estate House. So ke okuphuma emgceke sibili ukuthi bakhulumile ye noma nje unkosikazi Mnangagwa ethe bathe babuyele emsebenzini odokotela bona bakhulumanga. Sizwile ke ukuthi ke bakhona ababili kuphela kobulawayo basebebuyele emsebenzini babizwa kuthiwa ngama junior resident medical officers laba ngabasanda kuqeda isikolo abaye 1 year besemsebenzini. Laba abanye kutwa ngama senior resident medical officers lokho bengakabuyeli bese kubuya ke labanye futhi abanengi khonapho abakabuyela emsebenzini. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu blessing asithobeke mfowethu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and you are listening to Studio 7, and of course we also have viewers on Facebook, and tonight we are talking about the state of the nation, the industrial action by doctors, which started on the 1st of December. And like you heard the first lady saying there, many patients are suffering because they use public hospitals. But with doctors on strike, all is not well. And the doctors are also saying, Gibbs, that they want to be paid in US dollars, because right now they are paid in what are called RTGSs or bond notes. And, you know, the value has really gone down. I think it's 1:320. So the doctors are saying the money that they are getting is not enough. I mean, if you compare to South Africa, for example, where I understand junior doctors are earning about 2,800. But if you convert what the Zimbabwe doctors are getting, it is
about
$100. So that is why they are saying they've embarked on this industrial action, Gibbs.
Yes, so we've got people on Facebook, on Studio 7. Noel Maposa says, good evening. I'm watching you live from Kweru, guys. Then David Kamutini says, Masura say. And then we've got Shelton Smanda, who says he's in Botswana and is watching us, including a person called Vuga. And Vuga is saying, I'm there as well, guys. Then K. Mukundu says, that would be a dream come true for the nation if the doctors go back to work, but they need to be paid something. Yes, so that's what he's saying. So he ends up by saying, I guess what was said by the first lady is propaganda. What are the doctors saying about this? I guess maybe you've seen exactly what they said. Then Komborero Magomana Zibuse uti ngabe umama uyatata intambo abe ngupresident pela. Mwabukanya zana matuta se kule gili. Lesi ya uza kule gili. Forward. Then Dr. Slomot. Slomot.
We have our first guest, Gibbs. That is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, a labor expert based in Bulawayo. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening.
How is Bulawayo today?
Bulawayo is not as wet as I wished.
Because they had predicted that it was going to rain, I think, like non-stop throughout the country for 2 days.
Oh, yes, the rains. I was in Kweko. It was raining all the way except when I got home.
Oh, so in Bulawayo there's nothing?
Very leaky.
I think we have to send Mr. Gibbs Dube there with his rain-making skills.
Maybe if I try it, there won't be any rain. Okay. Mr. Swanda, the Labour Court actually ruled the strike by junior doctors as illegal. But these guys don't want to go back to work. And they are just saying they need all their grievances to be addressed before going back to work. So what is your take on all this?
My honest view on the doctor's strike is that the Labour Act is actually dwarfed by the occasion. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at our Labour Act, it provides for essential services, employees not to go on strike. Mm-hmm. But it also has a provision of code of good practice. We should be having a code of good practice that addresses the issue of doctors. That is how employees in essential services can have their grievances resolved speedily while they are not on collective job action. But as a nation, we went to sleep. Nobody produced that code of good practice. So as things stand, there is no proper mechanism of dealing with collective job action by the doctors. Yes, the Labour Court pronounced the collective job action as illegal. I haven't read the judgment, but if the basis is that it's essential services, a ground, you'll realize that there are windows of actually challenging that in the Superior Court, especially as provided for in Section 65(1) of our Constitution, which says, yes, essential services, employees should not go on collective job action. But is it fair not to create a mechanism for them to actually air their grievances? That would be actually my problem number one. But above all, before we look at all these issues involving the doctors, I think we need to deal with the elephant in the room, which is beyond the control of the doctors. That is the payment of employees in bond notes and RRTGSs, whereby their salaries are four times lower than the price they pay for essential commodities in the shops. I think to me that is the elephant in the room. But now going back to your question of the doctors to say what should be done, we need to recognize that there are certain employees, even if you go to court and win the case, the problem does not go away. Labor law is not like other areas of law where the judge makes a ruling and the one who is unhappy goes away crying and the other one celebrates and the whole thing is over. A labor dispute will actually remain even if one has got a court order. You also need to look at how was the court order obtained. Were the parties in the middle of negotiations or not? Had the parties put ground rules for those negotiations? I think it's a very complex position.
Mm-hmm. But Dr. Sibanda, looking at this industrial action by doctors, you remember many years ago the government actually came up with this health services board to say doctors and nurses or those in the health sector can negotiate separately from other civil servants. And the argument then was that it will actually put an end to the endless strikes by doctors and nurses. And then they were saying that if there's this separate HSB or Health Services Board, whatever they agree will not affect agreements with, between government and other civil servants. But the strikes are not stopping. Why?
I think the first thing is the fact that there is no code of good practice where there is no outlet for doctors to actually deal with problems that are of concern to them. Mm-hmm. The other thing is who is negotiating? Mm-hmm. How adequately equipped are the negotiators in government and even from the doctors maybe as well in negotiating labor disputes? Negotiating a labor dispute is a very delicate thing. Mm-hmm. If you look at the negotiations for the doctors issue so far, it has been driven predominantly by what I would call rooftop or megaphone negotiation, whereby as soon as people walk out of those negotiations, they are broadcasting to the whole world what they have discussed. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that happened, it is actually broadcast in a manner that offends one of the parties and the other party denies ever entering into that agreement. That kind of negotiation is a sign of lack of skill in labor negotiation, lack of knowledge in labor negotiations. Labor negotiations have to carry a measure of confidentiality and should be done by people who fully understand what labor negotiations entail. One, the fact that people come out of those negotiations and run to the press, run into internet, WhatsApp, and the like, it is a clear sign that there are no ground rules governing actually communicating those negotiations. They are complex. You agree on something in a meeting. You want to feed back to your principals. And then after you have come back to your principals, you reconvene and eventually confirm the agreement after your principals or the people you represent have actually confirmed. But we see a scenario where as soon as people come from these meetings, it is broadcast all over, and the other party is taken aback, or the party's principals are taken aback, the parties deny. And not only that, in the middle of negotiations, parties go to court, they get court orders, which unfortunately do not actually help that much, they harden the other part. Mm-hmm. And also the recognition that when you are negotiating with a doctor, you are negotiating with a specialized employee whose skills you can't replace overnight. Mm-hmm. If you look at what happened after the government went to court, government was holding an order to say we can fire you. Mm-hmm. And the doctors ran very quickly and they closed the source of other labor from which could actually be used as replacement. Mm-hmm. Senior doctors came in. Those who had just left came in and stood by the doctors. So at the end of the day, government has no source to replace these doctors. It is now a power struggle between the two parties, and it's not helping us at all. It is the patients that suffer in the process. And what I see as an important thing is that government should just step back and say, how do we deal with labor disputes? Where do we get the capacity to actually deal with this issue? And then deal with it decisively using appropriate skills. And the same applies to the hospital doctors. Mm-hmm. It's now a power struggle by people who are not skilled in labor negotiations. It's megaphone negotiation. It hardens attitude. It's not helping the doctors. It's not helping government. And it's not helping us, the citizens, who are actually now on the receiving end.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sbanda. And I think we have our second guest, Dr. Takawa Firajo, President of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening, and how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So briefly, Dr. Joe, tell us your intentions. Are you joining the doctors or not? Very briefly.
The doctors have a genuine issue, and the issue stems from the fact that there is no collective bargaining in the civil service. Even the doctors are not engaged in collective bargaining, but in collective begging. So the most important thing for the government is that they must respect Section 65 of the Constitution. They must respect also Convention 87, 98, and 151. That would lead to binding collective agreements that would be respected by both parties. The government is arrogant. They send people who virtually cannot make decisions, who virtually cannot engage in collective bargaining. The first meeting in a collective bargaining is exchange of position papers, but we have a government that will never write a position paper, but will come to an office wearing their jackets, intimidating workers. So unless and until we respect collective bargaining in its entirety, the problems of industrial action will continue.
Mm-hmm. But Dr. Zhou, some of the demands by the civil servants that they want to be paid in US dollars, I mean, clearly the government does not have a capacity, and the government is saying, be patient, Professor Mthuli Ncube, the finance minister, is coming up with austerity measures to ensure that there's an economic recovery, and then you can then talk about US dollars. Why are you not patient?
No, I think that's a theory and frivolous, and I don't think that's true. Mm-hmm. The first point is that the salaries were negotiated in U.S. dollars in 2012. And it is unfair labor practice for the government to change it willy-nilly and unilaterally. You are creating a lacuna because they are not respecting your workers. So the whole essence is that if there was need to change from US dollars to bonds, there was need to engage in collective agreement so that you agree with the employees. And realistically, employees are not concerned about where the government will get money. Mm-hmm. That's the baby of the government. Mm-hmm. And we don't believe that the government has no money, because the government that has no money cannot be seen buying a series of cars for chiefs, for political parties and other things. I think it's a question of priorities that are wrong for our government. And I don't think austerity measures have ever worked anyway. The austerity measures are simply a tool for the rich to continue to enrich themselves and to continue to ensure that they impoverish the poor. And such austerity measures, they don't even have a time frame. And you are just waiting for eternity, no time frame whatsoever. And I will tell you that the country and the economy will never recover as long as we are using a bond. It's better we use a US dollar, a puller and a rand, then the economy can recover fast. No one can bring his money or US dollars in an economy where you will then trade in bonds. Nothing would happen. No country has ever developed by overtaxing the poor. Nothing of that sort would ensure that our business would recover. What you need for business to recover is a concept of business acumen and a balance between export and import, and the concept of looking at reindustrializing Zimbabwe and ensure that we process our manufactured products locally and we add on value addition rather than austerity measures that do not have a time frame.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we've got an update from the doctors. They've just sent us their statement right now, and it's signed by the Zimbabwe Doctors, Hospital Doctors Association. So they start by saying today was a busy day and we met the First Lady. The doctors clearly outlined their grievances and gave media briefings afterwards, highlighting the same. Any other report other than this was clearly false. The strike is still going on. Afterward, there was a meeting with the Deputy Minister of Health, accompanied by representatives from the President's office, and consultants were there also. In the meeting, the following was offered at the table. So one of them is duty-free certificate to be availed for all doctors, and there shall, however, be maximum values for the cars for which the duty can be exempted. That is number one. Number two, government says they have no capacity to pay its workers in US dollars. It also cannot give an on-call adjustment at the moment because of the budget which has already been set, and there's no room for that. So the third issue is that the government is going to facilitate the building of new and better residence for junior doctors. And the fourth one is that the government will provide salaries for supernumerary registrars to be done soon. And then the other one is government is going to provide 240 GMOs. I think this has been said already.
Mm-hmm.
And then number six, hearings to continue next week as a gesture of respect to the law, but will be done by consultants. They are saying they will not be disciplined mm-hmm. by the health service board.
Mm-hmm.
And then December salaries will be paid in exchange of leave days, and hospitals to advance money to any individuals who may need it immediately. And then the eighth point is all junior doctors to remain under the Ministry of Health, including DRS. I don't know. including incoming doctors. And then number nine, they should be. They are going to set up what is called a health service commission to be set up by the 15th of January this year. And then maybe lastly, they are saying that there's going to be a tripartite meeting mm-hmm. or something like that, tripartite meeting tomorrow. All the people that are involved are going to meet and talk about this issue. Mm-hmm. So this is the latest, and it's signed Aluto Continuo mm-hmm. by the ZHDA.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Let's read some comments on Facebook. Matapelo Malinga says, if government is saying it does not have US dollars, are you telling me that ED and company are earning bond notes? Colette Ngwerume, where did they get the money to buy chief's cars? And then we have My Nico, who says, where did they get the money to pay for Grace's plane? Talking about the former first lady who was flown, I think, from the Far East to attend the funeral and burial of her mother. Courtney Mpemi, Koti, Arguti Maskwera, say, I want Maskwera, kana Maskwera. Dennis Juru, Arguti Ndi Fonerei. With Victor Solomon Hamandishe, Arguti Hai, Magadi Mkoma Victor. Tina Jakari Tawanda Ndlovu, Arguti Achapezira Kubuda Mzimbabwe, Achapezira Kubuda Mzimbabwe, Adzimema Light. Ndaenda, you know what? Tawanda is essentially saying that he has given up.
He's going.
And, so he's saying whoever is the last to leave the country should simply switch off the lights.
Yeah.
Shadrach Chirasha says, I'm watching from Pretoria. Tawanda Ndlovu, and he targets Mama Getsuyu. Paanga achipinda angata ake pfe kura utsa targu pinda.
Yes, no, Baba Chuma, Baba Chuma, Baba Chuma, Baba Chuma, kunjani? Uyangizwa Baba Chuma?
Ye, yadizwa.
Ye, ubona njani kwenzakala lokho Goliti?
Ah, mtakova, kuna kunzima lapha ngifuna ukutshela manga. Hayi, ngibe Bulawayo Central izolo. Hayi, ngibone laphana kuyazisisizi. Abantu babebutheni kwaphana kuyadinga baswela odokotela ngabakho. Kodwa sikhulunyelwa manga, abanye abantu basuke emakhaya begada izimota. Ngicela ukuthi odokotela sebekhona yazi into liyamangalisa ukuthi uhulumende lamanga kangaka uyenzelani into ezinjani utholakala ukuthi kakula odokotela abantu babisele muva ngiyakutshela akulapha enhliziyweni lapha kunzima ngiyamangala ukuthi umuntu lo utheni ule abantu enhliziyweni bala abantu enhliziyweni wayezathatha imali eningi kakhulu ayifaka kudifensi kule ntiyani lapha eyenziwayo lapha elizweni basuke abantu bedubula abantu ngoba baswele imisebenzi baphuma imali eningi kakhulu ukuthi imali le ngabe wayifaka ku-health ngale kathesi ukhuluma ngelokuzweni abantu abamadokotela a-right ngoba ama-akhawunti yabo ngeye-user baba banike imali yabo bona bahola ngani kathesi izinto zonke zimile abantu bayafa bayenzani imali yayingamela ngifaka ukudifensi lapha ngasilampilo apha esinayo lapho yayizakuthelwa kudifensi kathesi abantu bazibadithulwa ngenxa yokuthi imali ngali ningi kakhulu ngakubala msebenzi abalawo lawo bantu kulokuthi ngabafaka umadokotela empilweni zabantu lapho abasala kule yabhuda agreement abasayilandeli ebebhizi lokhu bekhuluma kathesi kuyinyanga abantu bangaka abafayo kathesi ngazikhuluma kunje kunabantu abafile abaningi kakhulu kuyena le awa kunabantu abafayo abaningi kakhulu but umuntu lokhu ehlezi lokhu ekhuluma idoti esiyabe kulo muntu wakwazi unegotiate engumuntu omdala abezekhuluma ukuthi abantu babayahlanya bayahlanya njani bakhuluma ilungelo labo basukuthi bayahlanya bakhuluma ilungelo labo abantu labo basayina i-user ilokuzeni yamali okuzeni abo ama-akhawunti abo ababanike leyo mali bona banayo imali bathenga njani izibantu zamathisi bethenga izimali belokhu zabantu ezikwethisela abantu emakhaya abantu bethwala nzima kodwa abantu ukuthi baphile kuhle kabanayo imali yakhona kungani besezinjani kati amadokotela lawo afuna ukuphila le muli alabantwana besikolo alani into ezikhona suku zonke ubese umholisa ibhondi 250 bhondi uthengani ngayo uzoke muntu okwande ikanda
hayi siyakuza kakhulu ke ye siyakuza sibasa ungathina kusasa sibongele kakhulu baba. Yeah, so that is Mr. Sibasa Chuma. He's saying that he was in Mpilo Hospital and the situation there is pathetic. He says, you know, people heard the report that doctors have gone back to work and they flocked to Mpilo only to discover that there was no doctor at all. So, like what I indicated when we started this program, only two doctors are back at work and that those are junior resident medical officers and, you know, They have nothing to do when there are no seniors. So they are just like nurses. They cannot do certain things. So at the end of the day, Sibasa Chuma is saying, you know, these people are not negotiating in good faith. That is the government.
Regaitende kunemwe mterere mkoma Fred Makadi.
Teriko, maobra vachi godora.
Oh, ndi vachi godora. Right, vachi godora tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
This was in that tinoromba zvikuru nokuti nyango kwatiri kunoku kutambudzira kwatiri kuita hatikwanisi kudzokera kumusha nemhaka yokuti hakuna upenyu ukoko torama upenyu hunogozha too much hatizivi kuti ngaita sei nyango tava tiri varairidzi hatisatambawo ana mari dzeterminal benefits dzedu kuti tikwanise kurarama nokuti hakuna mari upfumi hwakakoromoka toita sei nokuti zvandu zvakadai iye zvino tarisai madhokotera ari kutambura madhokotera havazi kupiwa mari yakavakwanira nyange maticha dai tiri ikoko ndingadai ndiri kupi saka ndofanira kugara ndiri kuno
muri kupi
nevana vangu hatina zvokuziva kuti toita sei
muri kupi imimi
ini ndiri kugavuroni asi
ikozvino
ndiri kushanyira vana vari kutsenza mugavuroni indogara kusuruwe munomuimo muno muno mubutswana
but munokuluma here
baba
munokuluma futi here
nyakuluma futi ngaanafundisa kobulawayo isikhathi esithe loku kungena esikolo ngakhe ngangena esikolo kobulawayo eprimary so into ediwayo ngukuthi lanxa sasebenza sasebenzela izimali zethu emabhenkini izimali zavalelwa siphume singatholanga imali besigcina emabhenki la futhi futhi asinikwanga ama-terminal benefit ethu ainto yabona kodwa wasele bakutshela ukuthi akhula mali sizasiyithole nini
kunzima ba
yempilo esiyithola inzima yabantu bezimbabwe into enje siyakhuleka unkulunkulu ukuthi ilizwe lilunga abantu babuye babuyele emakhaya abo bayohlala kuhle lathi sinikwe izimali zethu lezo ezivalelwe emabhenkini esebenzela impilo yonke lezo ezifanele ukuthi basinike zona ema-terminal benefits abakasiniki sabhalela khona ngale kodwa akula lutho oluzayo
hayi siyakuzwa ke mfowethu siyakuzwa sibili
saka imi makaenda pamujikandigiri mangaritaya
ndingadai kuzonadaindatosvika ndato retire handiti asi kwakubva kuzimbabwe ndakanisati ndaretire ndokanga ndasenza makore angu anakasenza i-19 kudzidzisa muhigh school vadzimai vangu vakadzidzisa kuprimary kwemakore 18 veri vekubutswana kuno vatandabvana vekubutswana asi ikozvo vakashaya zvese ma-terminal benefit andawana angu nevadzimai angu
vari kuti kudii hanzi hakuna mari
avanyakokatumidzira mafomu anenge azadziswa zvaita sei hasi pana chinouya hakuna anoshandura hakuna muti wopendulayo singati
aiyabonga baba chigodoro
besiti hakona maloyala kuti anceda abantu nenxe vangasinceda ukuti sitole izimali zethu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda chaizvo baba nyange ndaini ndagara nichida kupinda ndichagara nichipinda mugare muchindifonera
aiwa tinokufonerai nhamba tinenge tiinadzo
muzichengete hama dzangu mugcinei nhamba zvami lezo lingazilahli
hai sizakuza njalo baba sizakuza njalo
siyabongaathaba kakhulu yabonga baba
so yeah, he speaks all languages, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
So you know too, Chete.
So, I mean, yeah,
so let's go back to Mr. Davis Dumiso Spanda. How can this issue be resolved, Spanda?
My thinking is that the bottom line is that we should just get rid of the bond. We should get rid of the RRTGS. Because they are the source of all our problems. But in the short term, let's accept doctors have got a grievance. And let's also accept that the judgment the government got from the Labour Court was just the beginning of a legal journey where government has no guarantee that it will actually win it right up to the end. As I mentioned earlier on to say, look, here you are dealing with a case of employees engaged in essential services. And if they do approach it from a constitutional perspective to say, is it fair from a fairness perspective for them to not to have an outlet at all? There is no guarantee that the judgment from the Labour Court is going to stand the test. So it doesn't help for government to hide behind the judgment. And I don't think if government is negotiating in good faith, they will still keep on pursuing the story of wanting to discipline the doctors. Because at the end of the day, they are actually hardening attitudes. It's not in good faith to negotiate with that kind of approach. they need to find common ground and recognize that this kind of labor dispute cannot be resolved by litigation, cannot be resolved by dismissing doctors through disciplinary hearing, cannot be resolved by giving doctors warnings of one sort or the other. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the act itself is dwarfed by the occasion. Let the parties go and negotiate in the interest of the patients, the people who are sick. And at the same time, I don't think doctors' rights should be trampled upon and we shout the call of duty. Yes, there is a call of duty, which is very important. I'm diabetic myself. I need the doctors back at work. But it cannot be done while trampling on the rights of doctors. I think let's accept reality and have the doctors and government engaged. We don't want to see them shouting at each other public. We don't want to see government denigrating doctors in public. It doesn't help. It hardens attitude. Mm-hmm. Let them go and negotiate and find common ground. Yes, there is shortage of the U.S. dollar. Yes, we're reckless to bring in the RRTGS and the bond note. Let's find a way of making sure that the doctors get a decent living in this environment that we are in. If it's increasing salaries, let it be. If it's other methods, let those methods be methods that are acceptable to the doctors, and we see the doctors going back very quickly. And we also need people who will be able to negotiate, not people who will be able who will go and insult the doctors.
Mm-hmm. Tinotenda zvikuru siyabonga regai timboende kuna Dr. Show. Dr. Show, saka zvinhu zvinenge zvakamira sei panovhurwa zvikoro apa? Pane nhaurirano here dzamuri kuita nehurumende? Zvakamira sei sevarairidzi?
Hapana nhaurirano dzakati jeke-jeke.
Mm-hmm.
Isu tida kuzama kuti tinge tichitaurana tiende mberi, hurumende inenge ichida kusponsa vamwe vanotoita maspoilers kuti confusion irambe iriko. Saka tinongonzwa kuti kune meeting nemande hasati aziva kuti vanenge vakadamwa ndavapi. Saka meeting yachona kana yakadana Apex Council isu vamwe haazi Apex Council takaguta nazvizvi.
Mm-hmm.
Hatiende kumeeting iko. Saka isu tinongofunga kuti kana iri hurumende ine chido nenyika inofanira kusamirira kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe kuti tizoita bata mupfupi, bata murefu kana bararamhanya. Tatifanira takaadresa zvinhu gore rakapera chairo. Saka up to now hatisati aziva kuti zviripo ndezvipi. Tinongonzwa kuti kuchaita meeting nemande. Ende chimwe chikuru chiriko ndechekuti kana vanhu vachienda kumanegotiation kunotaurirana, zvinenge zvakanaka kuti titumire vanhu vatingati maprofessionals. Kana vari vekueducation, votumirewo vanhu vanoziva kuti zvatinenge tichitaura kueducation vanozvinzwisisa. Kana uchiendawo kumadokita, votumirewo vanhu vano unyanzvi ikoko kuti zvavanenge zvichitaurirana pamatimu maviri zvinge zvichinzwisisika. But dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti unotumira munhu asingazivi zvinenge zvichitaurika ipapo anenge achizvidza. Saka ndozvinopa kuti nhaurirano dzacho dzisava nesimba uyezve kutrustana kushaye kwakunoenda, nokuti vanhu vanenge vachingoratidza kuti havadi kutaura nevanhu vari concerned. Vanenge vachingotaura kuti hatina tichanobvunza. Saka izvozvo ndozvinonetsa kuti hurumende inogara ichingotumira vanhu vasingameki madecisions, vanongoti we go and further consult, vanopedzera nguva vashandi pane kuti unotumira vanhu vanomeka madecisions so that zvinhu zvinotaurika kana paita engagement zvinhu zvinopa kuti nyika iendere mberi. Saka pari zvinhu hatitati tatoziva, vanodangotawo ambush vozotiudza kuda vachatiudza paweekend kuti meeting yacho inenge yakamira sei nemanda. Asi kana pasina kuwedzera varairidzi mari, ndinoona varairidzi vachishaya mari yokuenda kumabasa, nokuti transport yakwira. Munhu paaida $2 pauta $16 mari yacho haina kuwedzera. Mafees iko zvino zvikoro zvakatopiwa permission neminister of education kuti zvikwidze mafees, mari yavarairidzi haina kukwira. Maaccommodation, medication, chikafu zvese zvakakwira. Saka hazvibatsiri kuti murairidzi anoita mari chokuti aende kubasa. Zviri nani atokoenda kubasa mazuva anongokwanawo, mamwe mazuva oendawo kumari chokuti mhuri yake irarame.
But the government, Dr. Joe, is saying that it is willing to review the salaries in April. What is wrong with that?
Iko zvino vanhu vanenge vachienda kubasa nei? Transport, mari yetransport $96 inopiwa mushandi. Ndakuudza kuti munhu umwe unoda $16 and transport inenge ichifanira kukavha vanhu 4 munhu iye mushandi ticha navana vatatu tikamatwa 16x4 tinoona kuti ona ku 60 mari yacho unenge achiiwanepi yekumboenda kubasa apa ndo pane dambudziko unless kana hurumende ida kuti maticha anobva manje unobei kuchikoro kune choku chete vamwe vashandi hurumende vanoenda kubasa because kune madhiri but kwematicha ndekwechoko hakuna chimwe chokubika saka isu tinongotaura kuti hurumende masicapacitate maticha aende kuchikoro mari haipo vanoziva kuti vari kupa ticha wega wega $96 yetransport ticha anoda one ari one asati aenda kuwana $16 saka imwe yacho yowanepi ndo pane nyaya ipapo
tinotenda vazho Gibbs
yes tinombonga nesitole ecingweni baba sitole kunjani
ngiyaphila babanjani
siyaphila kakhulu ulibona njani udaba lolu sitole
lolu daba lolu lubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi inkinga sikhuluma ngabantu abazidile ukuthi bona bawini ukhetho yiyo nje into ebuhlungu kakhulu njalo singabantu bezimbabwe sikhaliswa yinto esazenzela yona mina into engiyishoyo ukuthi amanesi namadoktha bangayi emsebenzini baqhubeke nje bezihlalele angiphilizane kuphesa iziyidingeleyo mali amayosa lokho okuthi amayosa abanawo kayisebenzi aba badingela angithi yiwo abashoyo batona bazokhona ukulokhuza ukurun umnotho wezimbabwe bazowulungisa abawulungise bawulungisele abantwana bezimbabwe njengendlela abawina ngayo okhetho angithi abantu labo babatrusta bathi bazolungisa abalungise olesi abangayo emsebenzini baqhubeke nje angiphilize ilungise izane kuph f uma ingalungisanga abangayi nama-teachers nawo angayi ezikolweni andiphili izane izilungise izinto ma ingalungisanga kuhlale kunjalo abantwana bangafundi bazoze babone bafunde nawo abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi ma kuthiwa asiyeni kukhetho kukhulunywa ngani singayenzi izinto ingathi singabantwana abancane abantu bengabantu abantu abadala izane kuph kudala ibusa for 37 years sihlupheka sinjani but nanko sikhuluma ngento esesikhala manje uyitele lapho engizofika khona u-2023 sihamba nabantu abahlupha kangaka besithi bona baliwini ukhetho pho 23 siyafika sinjani sesikhala ngomnyaka oyi-1 kuqala pho sisiyafika lukunyaka yonke lolo eza yonke ley'four sobe sikuphi sobe sifile emusa kuzobe kungafundi nisi kuzobe kungenzini so into engiyicelisayo nayo ukuthi izanu kefu kayisebenzi njalo ithwale nzima iyo yodwa ye-m d c le kathi ngathi naye sifuna ukuthi ikhulumisane nezanu ayibayeke bazisebenzeli bazihlulekele bona bodwa kungabi nomuntu ozobancedisa labana abantu ngoba kusasa i-m d c izosebenza isebenze izinto ibhizi laphana isebenze isebenze ekugcineni futhi ngo-2023 abantu babonge izanu kefu yethi umnankagwa
sebenzileungazange
walungisa lutho so into ekhona umnankagwa kahlale njalo ahlulekahlulekahluleke kuzokufika ekugcineni
siyabonga sitole
babone nabo ukuthi izanu kefu ihlulekile ngiyabonga baba
yes sibonga kakhulu so Mr. Sitole is very angry here he's saying that he's supporting the teachers the doctors and nurses and he says they should not go to work and he further said that ZANU PF is claiming that it actually won the July elections so they must rule and make sure that the economy is okay so he says MDC has nothing to do with all this kind of thing so I'm told we've got another caller there silobane cingweni baba msipha kunjani
ya nguthini siphe likhuluma laye eBlawayo
kunjani baba msipha
hayi ngiyaphila mina lapha ebe ngubona ukuthi amadokotela angabuyeli emsebenzini lamatitsha lawa astrikileyo nxa izikolo zivulwa bangabuyeli emsebenzini lokho kuzenza ukuthi igovernment ifake idola ngoba amadokotela wona lawa astrikileyo sesithembe bona thina siwomasivisezenti singabantu nje izakhamuzi so sithembe bona odokotela ukuthi ngabe strikele benjalo sebezalungisela lathi sengitho lawo amapholisa wona lawo ababophayo bathembe bona odokotela bona labo abastrikileyo ngoba baningi futhi labantu abakugovernment yezano yona leyi and kabalifuni ibhondi lona leli so kunzima ukuthi khona bona bastrike ngoba into eyenzakalayo baku-government ebusayo bayesaba ukusolwa so wonke umuntu kasapote amadokotela asapote amatitsha wona lawa astrikayo khona i-government yezanu-PF izalungisa ilizwe sesithile thina ngobuyanga belizwe
siya namba okhulu kabana kudla kabanani asidimanga ngendaba zenhlanyelo ngendaba yezano PF. So into ekhona ukuthi khona abastrike leyo bonke sibanike isupport igovernment yezano PF ingasenzisi izama ukuthi sibulale ngendlala bona besuthu. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu MC Baba Bonga thina lokusasa uphenduke futhi phela.
Hayi, mbongile, inamba zami izona lezo, ngicela nihlale nithinta sonke isikhathi.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
So that is Mr. Msipa is saying the same thing what was said by Mbongani Sithole. Says the doctors, the nurses and others who want to go on strike should be supported by Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. They've got a genuine case according to him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But going back to Mr. Sibanda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yeah, but is it also not a bit problematic for the doctors not to respect the ruling by the labor court? They simply said, we are not going back to work. Of course, they tried to appeal, and the labor court said that that appeal was not urgent. But when they want to go back to the same court, is it not a problem that the court can simply say, well, we gave a ruling and you simply did not abide by that ruling?
Remember, the court has merely said the matter is not urgent. It has not refused to hear the matter. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't have the full details, but my thinking is that there is no guarantee if the doctors approach the matter from arguing that they are doing essential services and they attack the Labor Act itself. When they go to the Superior Court and say, is the Labor Court just in denying them an outlet to air their views completely, when the Constitution of Zimbabwe talks about fairness, you might find the Constitutional Court might actually look differently at that provision, which actually denies them a window of actually expressing their views. As already mentioned by another speaker, there is no mechanism for doctors to negotiate being in essential services. So there is no guarantee that the judgment by the Labor Court will adequately stand the scrutiny of the law when it goes before the Constitutional Court, that is, if it goes that far, where the lawyers can easily can actually argue that, yes, the doctors went on collective job action, but they are on an essential services. The Labor Act merely says these people should not go on collective job action. Is it fair when it doesn't give them an alternative outlet on how to air their grievances? It will now be up to government to demonstrate that there was a window for airing those grievances and the window was adequate. And I'm not very sure how the courts will actually take that side of it. Above all, labor matters are not always resolved by going to court. You can go to court and get those orders, but the problem will still remain as in the present case. If the government has an order which says go back to work, the doctor is saying we are not going back to work, and the doctors are very much aware that if they go back to work, they will be disciplined. There is a risk of some of them losing their jobs if they are actually identified as ringleaders. So they will also look at their power building blocks. And they have already adequately used their power building blocks, which is making sure that there is no doctor available to take over their job. Government has tried to bring alternative doctors, but those doctors have simply said, we stand by these other guys, which means now there is a stalemate despite the court order. So I'm saying, yes, people should respect the rule of law. But let's also realize that in labor matters, there are certain things that are not resolved by going to court.
Thank you.
Going to court by government, in my honest opinion, was not the best option. Because now they are sitting on an order that is complicating the negotiations all the time. Like you heard that letter which says, yes, go back to court, the disciplinary processes will start on this day. The moment you mention disciplinary processes will start on this day, you harden the attitudes of the doctors in the negotiation process. So I'm saying, yes, the rule of law has to be observed, but let's also accept there are certain cases that don't go away by litigation. Litigation only complicates the matter.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sibanda, Gibbs, I think we have a caller.
Yes, before that, we've got somebody whose name is Mind Nleya, who says, yes, problems are there, but who is suffering the most is the service user. Yebo odokotela balezikhalazo eziqakathekileyo kodwa sicabangeleni abagulayo phela please bantu. Bese kubuya ke usono Siphi Ncube uthi if the politicians start using the health care system in the country then they will know and understand what the doctors are talking about. At the moment the president and his family and friends always go outside the country to seek medical help. Then Goodman says just how important are bottled beverages to the economy of the country compared to the health and education of its nationals, then it's that bond not out. Mm-hmm. And then thank you, Mr. Joe. So, Dr. Slobaba, it's going to be a lot of people. Mama, what's your name? I'm here, Linda. I'm
here,
Linda. I'm here,
Matapelo.
Yeah, Matapelo. What's your name?
Utabalolo mina ngibona ngathi amadokotela arayithi nxa esestrikini. Kufanele ukuthi konke lamanesi, lamateacher, bonke bastrike, they should stand their ground. Enough is enough. Ngoba manje nxa bezatshelwa ukuthi imali bazayithola ngo-April, then it means ukuthi kabangahambi esikolo, kabangahambi emsebenzini until u-April. Lapho abazophiwa khona imali ngo-April, it is when ke abazohamba khona emsebenzini. Indlela ababaphatha ngayo le ayikho right. Mina, I've got my father ube-headmaster for 20 years. U-retire last year. La manje akula senti alizuzileke. And mina manje ngisala eSouth Africa mase bathumela imali lapho imali nxa uyithumela ingama US dollars xa efika ekhaya ubathumela $200 nxa ifika ekhaya babanika i-200 bond. So into yangikhona vele kayizwisiseki. I-government ilesotsi usehlulekile umnangagwa akayekele abafana abancane labo bake ba-take over. So mina ngithi nxa kukhona ama-teacher alaleleyo lana lamadokotela lamanesi ngithi guys it's time up now, let us shut down Zimbabwe, stand your ground. Abasoze balizwe vele nxa lingayenzanga njalo. Stay away from hospitals, stay away from schools and stand your ground until baze balizwe ukuthi lifunani.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Matapelo Malinga, ungathi nokusasa mama.
Okay,
baba. So she's supporting the strike all throughout, you know. I think we've got another caller.
I think regati pete chirongwa chedu tichidzoka kuna vajo batimi kana pasina kutaurwa nyaya dzemari musina kugadzirisa dambudziko iri haivhiiwi asi semasangano evarairidzi makabatana here?
Hatina kubatana nokuti vamwe vane mainterest akasiyana, vamwe vanenge vachinzi voenda munoona kuti mastrike abreaker, but chichatibatanidza inzara ina varayiridzi. Vanotungamira varayiridzi vakarumiswa bhanzi, vavanotungamira vachavaudza kuti vane nzara. Saka the concept of trade unionism ndeyekuti munoadvansa mainterest amamembers nokudefenda any gains made. Saka izvozvo ndo zvatibatanidza kuti although tingawane political perceptions dzakasiyana namainteresi akasiyana, but the suffering yamateacher is a common denominator inotibatanidza kuinda kuna employer kuti we are incapacitated, hatichakwanisi kuti tiende kubasa, zvinhu zvaoma, hameno kuti hatingasubstitute kuti totsvaga mari kuti tiende kubasa, basa ndorofanira kuti ridotipawo mari nokuti we are not slaves. Saka izvozvo zvichatibatanidza. Mainterests, madifferences ari minor will be achakadzwa necommon aspect yepoverty nokudawo kuti tibate zvakanaka, kwete kubata as another business kana necorner select. Varayiridzi vayaura nenzara, vari kunhonga sose nomuromo, havakwanisi kuti vaendese vana vavo kuchikoro. Nyika iyeye ndoyakwidza kuti mafees, ndoyakwidza mauniform, ndoyapa kuti zvinhu zvikwire munyika. Saka tinodawo kuti tisa munhuwo ngaadyewo pamwe awane kuva achitiritwa zvakanaka, nokuti ndiye anopa kuti nyika iende mberi. Vanhu tive namadhokta akakosha,
tinotenda Dr. Joe,
vatungamiriri venyika vari nani.
Tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Joe kuti nguva yedu ndoisina kubira zvakanaka. Tinotenda zvikuru kuti zvinguva yedu ndoisina kumira zvakanaka. We want to thank our guest this evening, PTUZ President Dr. Takawafira Zhou, Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, a labor expert, our viewers, our callers, and our listeners. And thanks to our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.